the guys that we have in this locker room, very tough, you know, smart and tough. And I applaud Bean for bringing in the guys in this room that we have, because guys go out there and we compete and we work hard. But at the end of the day, we're hanging out in the dorms. We're playing video games. We're playing board games. Guys are going out to eat with each other. Guys are getting along, and it really is a family-like atmosphere right now. And I know we've said that in the past, but I think there's a different vibe at this point with this team, and I think that's a really good thing.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen met with the media today post-practice, and that was one subject that came up. It's been, there's been a lot of talk today. I mentioned it with Sal a couple hours ago now, that vibes. I heard Brownie and Tasker on One Bills Live talking about it. I don't know if Brandon Bean was actually asked about the vibes so much, but transition being a fair way to describe a team in transition, transitional phase, if you will. But I like how that sounds. I just hope this is not just a part of a massive effort to just make it seem like everything's okay, even though they lost all these vets. You got to do what you got to do, right? Put it together however you can put it together. But there was room for the personality of this team to be defined differently with the personalities that left the organization. I mean, think about the leadership, the center of your offensive line, the center of your offense, Mitch Morse, gone. Hyde and Poyer, the safeties. I mean, they were the dudes on that defense that really stirred the drink. Tre'Davious White, not far behind. So, and of course, Diggs on the offensive side of the ball, along with Morse. That's a lot. That's a lot of personality that leaves. Now, I don't myself take every compliment, every person who says something about liking the atmosphere now, comparatively speaking, as like they're taking shots at anybody who left, and you most notably would think of Diggs because of the friction that there obviously appeared to be last year, even at this time, I would say. Certainly started in the spring, carried over into the season, and ended with Diggs ultimately being traded to the Houston Texans despite a $31 million cap hit. I mean, there was clearly something amiss there that they had to act on, but I think the personnel of the team could be different even if Diggs were still here, with Hyde, Poyer, Morse, Tre'Davious White, like key people, key voices, veteran leaders, all departing. So hopefully they'll get that part of it right. It's nice hearing about vibes, because there are places where the vibes feel really off. We talked about Philadelphia, I think it was just about an hour ago, and this story, if you've not seen it today, ESPN.com has a long-form piece about the Eagles and how things unraveled for them last year late in the season to such an extent that Jalen Hurts called the Giants defensive coordinator before the playoffs to ask him for some advice on how to handle some of how the Giants, and Wink Martindale is the guy's name. He had left the Giants by the time this phone call happened. At least that's the way I read the story today. But still, wow. Like, how uneasy are you about your relationship with your rock star quarterback, Jalen Hurts, and your head coach, Nick Sirianni, if that quarterback is calling an opposing in-division defensive coordinator for advice on how to handle certain blitz packages? I mean, that's just crazy. Vibes there are worth watching. Does anybody have any idea what the Cowboys are doing? I just don't know. Are they trying to be bad? Like, what is going on there? Still nothing on any of the contract fronts for anybody. Like, they're just, I don't know what is.
And Lamb is one of the few guys that is looking for a contract that is actively holding
out. He's just not even there.
He's not there. Yeah.
There's no hold in. He's not coming.
Yeah, he's doing the traditional, what we remember doing in the
early 2000s. Getting fined, right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's very weird. Dak Prescott's like openly talked about, well, you know, great quarterbacks in my day, they, you know, didn't always play for the same team. And I personally hear that and I'm like two guys? What do you mean by that?
Right.
And Micah Parsons, I think, has been the only guy that really hasn't done anything, but you know his contract is coming up.
Yeah, right. I mean, who are the guys that Prescott is referencing there? Brady, I mean,
Brady, I would count, right?
I guess if Brady, although he didn't watch him necessarily. Well, he would have watched him coming up, too, because he's Brady was so damn old by the end. But
him and George Blanda just absurd.
At the end, Brett Favre is another example of a dude who, you know, got a little vagabondish at the end after a long
Manning
time.
Ultimately plays for two. I just,
Aaron Rodgers has now played for two teams.
I guess my problem is, like, for most of those guys, it's like, you know, Manning couldn't feel his fingertips. Like, he had potentially a career-ending neck injury. Makes sense why the Colts move on. Favre retired and then went, actually, guys, never mind, I'm back. And they're like, no, I think you're done. The one that comes to mind for me is Montana. Of kind of like, it did really seem like he was like, no, I'm going to come back for San Francisco or to San Francisco. And they're like,
yeah, we got this other guy.
Yeah, we got this other guy. We're all right.
We're going
to
roll.
And he does go to Kansas City. I mean, right. There are other guys.
Sure, yep. Yeah,
less so now.
I guess. Yeah. I just thought of another one here, and now it slipped my mind, and I can't remember who I was thinking of. Oh, well, Philip Rivers too. Like, long time.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, it only ends up being a year, and we'll see how long Rodgers plays for the Jets. I mean, he didn't. I mean, last year counts, but I mean, come on, four plays. So we'll see how that goes. But man, the Cowboys. I don't know. I'm sort of stunned that a team with the financial resources that they have is going about this the way that they are going about it. It might be that internally they've just decided they've seen enough of Prescott and they don't want to commit another contract to him and they would rather start over. I mean, I don't know.
It's hard for me because I think you're probably right on it that they may have just been like, we're going to start over. It's hard for me to think of Jerry Jones, and I don't like to bring this up, but with someone of his age willing to do the whole rebuild thing again with how much he's put into the Cowboys to kind of be like, I may not necessarily be here to see it.
I think
that feels wrong.
I feel like look, this is not meant to be ageist at all, but there comes a point where you have to worry about whether or not the guy that is in charge is exactly on top of everything they need to be on top of. There have been a couple of very curiously worded appearances with the media by Jones this year, like talking about the triple option
and
whatever.
That is the greatest interview he's ever done.
Just a massive word salad, and he's just like, listen, Jones has never been someone who didn't irritate, I think, football fans everywhere but Dallas. Probably irritates Dallas fans, too. But certainly, you know, football America, like, Jones is kind of like, he's the face and the name, I think, associated with the greed of the league. Like, the big money league. Like, Jones is why we need a new stadium. Kind of like that. That's how it feels to me. That's how I think people look at a lot of people look at it. And so, but that said, when he talked football for most of his career there with the Cowboys, I didn't think, I'm not sure if he knows what he's doing anymore. You know, like, I didn't always agree with him, but it made sense. I could see like the plot he was following. At this point, I honestly have no idea. I'd be worried about them. I can't believe they kept the coach after the way last season ended in the playoffs with Green Bay coming in there and just beating them like a drum like they did. And this contract stuff is just bizarre.
It's very bizarre. I do wonder, too, and this doesn't have to necessarily be a point to the Cowboys, because I know there's a lot of teams that operate like this. It's such a family-operated system there. Like, even to the point, like, Jason Garrett was effectively an adopted son to the Jones family, and they had him there for so long. It feels, I don't know if there's any adults in the room telling Jerry how it maybe should go, and Right. They're all just kind of like, no, whatever Dad wants. I mean, like, you know, Stephen Jones is a big part of it. Jerry Jones Jr., I think, is, you know, chief of sales. His daughter Charlotte is big with the cheerleaders and the kind of marketing department. Like, it's all very insular. And I think that does just get to a point where they become stale, and you're kind of seeing it now where, you know, of course they go to Mike McCarthy. Well, he's won a Super Bowl. Why wouldn't you? And then in his first interview getting the job, he goes, actually kind of lied, didn't watch all the Cowboys games. And you see Jerry Jones going, oh, no. Like, what have I done? It's just they feel very old school, but they make a ton of money, and they are the Cowboys. But none of it feels very modern at all.
Right. No, that's exactly it. It's a very strange existence right now. I wonder if Cowboys fans are just like, what? They're looking around the room like the John Travolta Pulp Fiction meme. You know, like,
I gotta imagine,
what?
Right?
What?
And it's not like he's like a favorite there, I feel like, anyways. Because if you were from the 70s, his first action as owner was firing Tom Landry, which it makes it easier when you then go on to win more Super Bowls. But like, opening day being like, hey, that legend, gone.
Gone. Him and his hat, get out of here.
Like, it's a hell of a way to go
over,
in.
Right. 803-0550 is the number. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to have you. Definitely have room for you at the inn here on WGR. 803-0550. Mike is off this week along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog. This is WGR.